This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Ah. The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
So, I'm there with Timmy, Chalamet, and Kiernan. Yeah, and the Riverdale gang. And it's one of these Young Hollywood things I've been hosting lately. Yeah. And I offer, I'm like, Timmy, you're in charge. I kind of give him the keys to the house and the alarm system code. And I go, I'm going to run out to 7-Eleven and refresh the candy bowl and just get some like lemon heads and some Sour Patch.
Okay. Because the kids are very hungry.
They've been housing it. Yeah. And I didn't really plan ahead well.
Are they going crazy?
I haven't learned the right amount. They're going crazy because they're all on a sugar high. And Kiernan is like, hey, while you're there, why don't you grab a six or a Bud Heavies? Now, I'm not comfortable with this, Ace.
No, I know.
But I want to seem cool.
Uh-huh.
These kids are the movers and shakers in town. So I'm in this really weird position where I can't come back empty-handed, but I certainly can't give them real Bud Heavies.
Okay, so this is, I know this is crazy, just a dumb idea that just came to my head, that they invited you to this Young Hollywood party even though you are 30, 40 years older than them.
Well, I'm hosting it.
No, I know, yeah. But they like had you host.
Yeah, they wanted me to.
Right. So that they could send you out to get Bud Heavies. I know that's crazy, but it is kind of, it does explain some things about why you were at a Young Hollywood party.
I don't think that's what happened. I think that they sort of see me as a peer. Anyway, obviously I buy the Bud Heavies. Obviously I can't give it to them, but it has to feel like something is in there. So I have to stop for gas. Anyway, I fill the cans up with gasoline.
Mm-hmm. You open them and then how do you reseal them?
I have a syringe. I just have a syringe in the car anyway.
That's what I was going
to suggest. And so I suck everything out. Yeah. And then I fill it back up.
Little piece of wax sealed them. Yeah.
That would have been great. Yeah.
Oh, so there is just a little hole with gasoline coming out?
Mm-hmm. Bazooka Joe.
Oh, okay.
Fill Bazooka Joe. So, anyway, I get back in. They're all drinking the gas. It seems like it's going fine. And then one of the kids, who must be like a total burnout stoner, mm-hmm. also had brought Swisher Sweets.
Yeah. One of the Sprouses, I'll bet.
Mm-hmm. Suddenly is like going like, oh, this isn't real beer. And I took my shirt off and I fought him.
Hey, welcome to Hollywood Handbook, an insider's guide to kicking butt, dropping names in the red carpet linebacker hallways.
This industry we call showbiz. What up? What up? We got a guest today.
And
a corker.
And it's Brett. Hello.
Hey, how are you guys?
Hey, Big Brett.
sure. No, thank you. Thank you. Yeah.
Hey, Big Brett. What's going on?
No, I mean, I am big, I guess.
And it's also like we do have Little Brett in the.
Right.
As the engineer.
He is
so we
smaller.
Have to, yeah, you have here. To be. There's yeah, got to be a big Brett and a little Brett.
I'm bigger
Brett.
In size, and yeah. I have a more extroverted personality, I think, right?
Oh, Brett? Sure.
That's fair. Yeah. I would say that's fair.
But yeah. Brett Hart is here. You become medium Brett.
Right. No, definitely.
Brett over definitely. There remains a little Brett.
He's yeah. a 1T Brett.
Yeah.
We talk about the hierarchy of Bretts on the show a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What am I compared to Brett Kavanaugh? You know,
in terms of like your party,
am I bigger?
Like your personality, like your party personality, he is Big Brett.
He has a bigger personality
yeah.
than me, do you think? Really?
Yeah, he's bringing it on that front.
I feel like, I feel like more people prior his, you know, Janet, stop it. Prior his, that's my dog, Janet. She's in here. She wants treats that are in my pocket.
Mm.
But who doesn't, right?
And what better way to get anyway, treats than to go.
Than whine the whole time.
And
shut
I have seen her have no fewer than 30 treats.
But it's little treat. It's like a big treat that I'm like tearing like little she's, parts
okay.
off.
Ah. So she's only had yeah, like seven okay. or eight treats.
Right. What a tease.
She's only had seven or eight treats. So I, I think, though, that prior to the whole scandal and us knowing, unfortunately, who he is, that if I was at a party with him, I think people would still pay
for
it.
You were cooler than me. Been on you.
Even okay. If, like, I'm not talking about fame. I'm just talking about, like big personality.
You would have been holding court, and he would have been maybe trying to get his licks in, jumping in with a zinger.
Right, but and then it would fall flat.
Mm. So
and
this was his arc. People would act
like it was okay because they feel bad for him.
But he came out of his shell after this, after recent events.
That best was thing his that arc, happened for him it? Socially. God, yes.
Did he ever come out of his shell? Yeah, he really did. He really did. Anyway, I should don't say, need to get into that.
We're in the new not necessarily. We're in the studio now, the new studio. It's so bad. I hate it.
Why do you hate it?
I hate this wall. I'm sitting next to a wall, and Brett's on the other side of the wall. Mm-hmm. And now, if I ever want to reach out to him and just kind of feel that he's there, uh-huh. I get cold glass instead of like kind of warm arm.
Uh huh. Well, maybe they should take this glass down and make it a little
don't you
less.
Think?
I don't know. I mean, I think it's up to you guys. You know, it's okay. I feel connected to Brett to some degree, but it's not my show. And like you guys are
well, and
new
he's
to me
he's little Brett, and you're big Brett, and I think there's a connection there that transcends glass. But for me, as someone with a completely different name, shares like one letter.
Yeah,
right.
I'm going. Do we really need more dividers between us? Is that the answer?
In 2018.
We definitely don't need more dividers.
My whole family I'm seeing on a screen. Now I look over and Brett's a pane of glass.
Yeah.
And this is what led to the exploder going around sending these bombs. And by the way, I don't approve of what he's doing, but he could be good to explode the glass.
Now, which exploder? You're not talking about the most recent exploder.
A bomb would definitely explode.
Wouldn't it be good?
Glass.
Yes.
Yeah. I don't think there's a lot of bomb-proof glass.
No, absolutely not.
Especially in recording studios.
So I don't have a plan for it, but this guy has got all these bombs sitting around. Maybe we could use one for good to bring down divides.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. To bring us closer them together instead of further dividing our nation.
Mm-hmm.
So the new studio, so Kevin's on the other side too. I don't really care about that.
Okay.
That's okay.
How do you feel about it?
How do I feel about it? I mean, I feel okay. I mean, they both have warm personalities that are coming through the glass.
That's desperation. Yeah. That's like, sweat
it's
and
very
thirst.
Hard for me to by the end see of, the difference.
By the end of this record, this is going to be all fogged up. And we won't be able to see them anymore from just like sweatiness.
Is Kevin going to take pictures through the glass?
He can.
He just nodded. He's totally neutered.
What a psycho freak.
He's disappearing.
My problem
is
I always come to these things and I'm like.
Is you come to these things.
I'm not camera ready right now.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We've had that. People pictures.
I didn't realize. I knew that there would be a picture.
Yeah.
But I look terrible.
No, I think you look nice.
You look awesome.
Yeah. I have natural long hair that's bald on top now, so it's like even if it's like messy, you know, and I'm wearing like this vintage fleece sweatsuit,
it's a vibe.
Thank
you. I would say that casual Brett Gelman is a vibe.
Definitely.
Yeah,
thank you.
Big Brett is a mood today.
Okay.
And I worship that.
Yeah.
Speaking of mood, I am pissed today.
I'm mega pissed.
It always makes for a good show. I'm always bringing it when I'm pissed. But
get ready for a rant, Big Brett.
So people
really don't know how I feel still about you calling me Big Brett. Really just makes me feel so
well,
strange.
Okay, we need some other way to
It's your show. Look, you took the time to have me on. You can call me Big Brett. I'm just being honest about how I feel about it.
I assumed you would
As long
it.
As we have some other ways to distinguish you guys. Can't do beard, Brett. You both got beards.
I don't want that. Yeah.
You are, I think, Brett.
I definitely prefer Big Brett to Beard Brett.
Do you want to be musical Brett?
No, Big Brett's fine. It's fine. I was being honest. Look, I think we're analyzing this too
Music
much.
Brett.
Yeah, okay. So Brett,
I know who we're talking
Brett
about.
Brett Gelman is music
guy.
Brett.
Why am I music Brett?
Just compared to him. Because
I do have a somewhat musical element to me.
Absolutely. I'm getting that.
I don't play an instrument. I want to learn.
Okay, so that right there, I would say,
would give me the edge.
Because Brett doesn't play an instrument and doesn't want to learn.
Yeah,
he only wants to pretend that he knows how to play one.
But I really, in how I speak and in the fact that I'm good with language, too.
Mm, yes.
Yeah.
I'm not fluent in another language, but I can take things on, you know.
Yeah, your
there's something
your
lyrical, pretty, yes.
Yeah. There's a musical quality to me, I think, definitely.
Yeah, it's like cadence
an incantation.
Yes, it really does sort of hypnotize me.
The voice is also an instrument.
Yeah.
That's what we're learning.
Even just the speaking voice.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and the sort of...
Not necessarily the singing voice.
But he's got both.
Yeah,
okay.
Wow. Although I do need to take more vocal singing training.
What? And where are you taking that? The YMCA?
I don't... Should I?
The pool?
I haven't started yet. Like I didn't know that they offered classes.
The acoustics in the pool? Oh, my God.
Yeah. Oh, I bet.
So it's not a class,
it's
really?
Like being at the Met.
Yes.
The YMCA it's built, pool.
Yes, the same way,
yeah,
much.
Same acoustics as a... Mm-hmm.
The pool has to be empty, but you can do stuff in there that will force them to empty it out.
Right.
So yeah. It's a two-step process.
What the voice instructor does is he shits in the pool.
That's
a
sure.
half hour
One
before
option.
You get there.
You
they
could.
Drain the pool.
Open
and then
wound.
You get there and it's ready for... An open wound.
Sure, yeah, you're in there with an open wound. People spot that. And then you go, well, it's fine. The chlorine will clean it. And they
right.
go, no, we have to clear it all out.
Right.
Which you know, of
so
course.
So I have mm-hmm. to give myself an open wound.
Or someone else can do
or
it.
Or someone else yeah. with an open wound. You can. There's always somebody at the Y who has an open wound.
Everybody's got that buddy yeah. who has an open
right.
wound. We all know
okay.
that buddy, right? Yeah. And I've been that one.
Right.
I've been him.
Sure,
yeah.
sure. I don't have a lot of buddies who are
who got the weeping sort of gash.
Hey, okay. Then Brett got news for you. Then it's you.
Mm-hmm.
If you look around and none of your buddies have
are we talking about emotional wounds here? I definitely have many open emotional psychological wounds. Definitely.
Okay.
Yeah.
I just want to say this is kind of like a fun Hollywood show. So
totally. No, you're right. It's my fault.
No, I just like lots of
no,
people don't know.
It just sucks. It just sucks when the vibe gets fucked up.
We're not like, you know, like
people. I wasn't like going to tell you why. I was just saying that I do have open wounds.
And it's us not.
Dump the both of you?
Huh. Wow. I guess I didn't want the vibe to get fucked up.
Okay.
And now
let's just drop
I'm being
it.
Forced
just,
to like examine like
I
Yeah, I guess
I just
yeah, I feel
I'm not, not trying to force
certain
anything
distance
here.
Between myself and Hayes that wasn't there before. Wait, who really is just a stand-in for my dad.
Wow. Right.
So at that point it's like
wow, he's a stand-in for your dad, huh? You're really like clocking in. You relate to relationships in terms of distance. You use a lot of distance lingo,
mm-hmm.
both of you.
Yeah, that's cross-country. That was a big cross-country guy.
Oh, okay.
And so I'm thinking about
Runner,
everything.
You're a big,
in, yeah, mm-hmm. in terms of
great.
A distance to be traveled as quickly as possible.
I meddled at the Wickham Park Invitational.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
That's cool.
13 years old.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, what is that? Wickham Park Invitational.
Wickham Park Invitational.
Oh, Wickham.
Yeah, that was the big cross-country race for middle schoolers.
Cool.
Yeah.
Oh, great. Well, see, there what we did. That's a good memory. So we led all of that to a good memory, right? Or maybe it's a bad memory.
Well,
I don't know.
Nobody
anyway, what were you? Oh, okay. Well, that's not good.
Had to get a ride home from my friend's mom.
Oh, wow. Well, your friend's mom was there or no? She just came and picked you up.
She had ulterior motives.
Oh, boy.
But you know what?
Oh,
let's
God.
Talk about
we were
podcasting.
Talking about being pissed.
Yeah.
I guess this is a pretty huge
pissed.
Wound. And like my forehead, basically.
Emotional,
right now.
Psychological,
which
and
is
financial wounds.
Scott
as well.
Aukerman didn't invite us to do the PCAST blast. And we had a charity show scheduled with the Doughboys that they had to cancel because of an exclusivity clause, Brett. An exclusivity clause with the PCAST blast. So the
who are the Doughboys again?
Oh, Brett, you gotta do Doughboys.
Who are the Doughboys again?
Big. And Janet,
Brett,
and you bring
it.
Janet on to do Doughboys?
Janet.
Oh, my God.
Wait, who are the Doughboys
Janet
again?
Would slay.
Mike Mitchell and Nick Wilder.
Oh,
these
right.
These two young
right. Those
sort
guys.
Of
no,
comedy
I know,
dudes.
Of course I know them, and I That's right. That is their show.
And their dynamic is unbelievable. It's this like almost mismatched energy, mm-hmm. like a couple that's odd.
Yes. I detect hostility in your voice.
Comedically.
If you can imagine something like where one of them is a little more clean cut and nebbishy.
Okay.
And the other.
So they couldn't. I'm sorry.
Well,
the other is clean cut and nebbishy.
And you're like, the other must also be clean cut and nebbishy.
Yeah.
But he's not. He's Mitch. I cut you off because I know both of them.
Yeah. Okay.
Mitch is not nebbishy. He's, you know.
No. He's a bit of a loudmouth.
Yeah. Who, Mitch?
He's
a sloppy bitch.
You could call
him.
He's
at
like
the guy.
A puppy. I've always thought he was like very puppy-esque.
But like a messy puppy.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, puppies are messy.
A sloppy bitch.
Yeah. Puppies mm-hmm. are messy.
So they get to go to the PCast Blast.
Okay. And they're not allowed to do the charity show.
They can't do the charity show. So that's money being stolen from charity
mm-hmm.
by are Scott you really Aukerman. Doing? Not wow. the first time.
We were supposed to
It's
do
interesting
it.
That people over the PCast Blast have an exclusivity clause.
That is interesting.
Which just proves
Don't you
to
find
me
that, that interesting?
I mean, it makes me feel like podcasting has gotten really out of control. And that people are pretending that it's like, you know,
I think
it more,
does seem like
more
could,
official than it is.
It seems like we could people take a just, step back at this point and be like, okay, really?
It just, you know, this is, it's just, it's not good for anyone for us to be like having an exclusivity clause with PCast Blast.
No live appearances.
I just,
within,
I also
yeah,
don't know how I feel about something called the PCast Blast.
Well, I think that's interesting because I wanted to, look.
Living, is it interesting?
Living
is
Well's it? The best revenge.
Right, of course.
I'm not going to sit here and drag Scott all day. He made a festival. He's happy. Why don't I make a festival? And why don't I give mine a fun name? And we were thinking of announcing, Hayes and I are going to schedule our own podcast festival, and we're going to call it the Stinky Pee Pee Fart Show or something like that, because that's apparently what people want.
Wait, what?
Well, the PCast Blast.
And it's spelled like, right. P-E-E, so they like kind of gross out.
Oh, they're
comedy,
talking pee,
like yes.
urine.
That is how it is spelled for real.
And that's right. intentional, and apparently people buy tickets to that.
Right.
So.
Keep people,
and your credit card company will see that.
Right. Mm-hmm. Keep people young.
Yeah, I guess so.
Deny your adulthood.
So this one
at
is,
all costs.
So this one is called yeah. the Pee Pee Stinky Fart.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do
I
you
mean,
really want to stoop to that level, though? Because
I look, I
do
didn't
you
want
need to
any
do
of
it?
This. I didn't want. Any of
right,
us,
but you
please.
Feel, and you guys, you were telling me you were invited to the last one.
Yes.
A year ago, we did appear on the show. Scott apparently was not happy with how no one knew who we were or liked the show. And all of a sudden, that's right. grounds
Why didn't
to
people
disqualify
like the
us.
Show? Why didn't people like it?
Carl Tard, our guest, I guess, was maybe his fault.
I would like to blame Carl if possible.
Why would it be his fault?
Because I've been doing the show this whole time.
yeah, I've been doing what I do for a long time.
Right, and Carl hasn't.
Well, he hasn't been doing what I do, that's for sure.
Right, which is
this.
Hosting this.
I guess, yeah,
having your own show.
Yeah, I guess.
He was your guest on the show, right?
Yeah.
Was he not a guest on shows before yours? Was yours one of the first?
He's one of people's favorite guests.
Oh, okay.
I think he actually won an award for favorite Earwolf like guest.
Oh, wow.
Guest.
Really?
Yeah.
For being on this show?
No.
Oh.
For being on Comedy Bang Bang.
Oh,
Bang.
Jesus Christ.
Which is part of it. I mean, it's the same thing as like, you know, putting pee in the show.
Yeah.
People have a certain set of expectations with Comedy Bang Bang that like everything's a big joke.
Yeah.
And we're like being silly.
Right.
And not actually talking about real stuff. Not like real emotional stuff, but like real
right.
like, Hollywood news.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
Big news.
No, I know what you mean.
Yeah.
I just moved that mic out of my... Eyeline,
and now
eyeline.
We're able
it's
to make
like way
very
better.
Direct eye contact.
Yeah,
yes.
It's good, right? Mm-hmm. People love when I make prolonged eye contact with them. They
Nothing
love when
better.
I look at them in the eye. Mm-hmm. Oh, they love when Brett
Just
Gelman
pour
looks
into
them
my
right
head
into
there.
The eye. Yeah, no, it creates a lot of new friendships.
So we thought you know. Oh, go ahead.
No,
we thought you know. Brett knows who everybody. Brett, who better to take a chunk of this show, a percentage, and help us like really build this into something that's huge, or at least like the tiniest bit bigger than PCast Blast.
One thing
it's going to be across the street.
One thing we will run into, and you have to sort of be careful, is we have to have a huge exclusivity clause. Because if somebody comes and talks bullshit nonsense on a mic in one room, it's got to be 6 months before they do totally different stuff on a mic in another room nearby. Yeah.
I mean, when they're coming in and bringing in this very studied, incredibly prepared material. Mm-hmm.
It's proprietary.
Yeah. I mean, to you have to keep it precious.
We got to draw some hard boundaries around that.
I mean, what the fuck, man?
Contractually.
People need to be a big dog.
Yeah.
People need to be like a big deal, right? Everybody's got to be a big fucking deal, right?
Yeah.
Everybody's like, oh, God, I'm huge. Every fuckhead on Twitter, right? Just like, yeah. I'm huge. Yeah.
Thank you.
Look at my followers. Look at my hashtag.
Check out my tweet.
Oh, yeah. Read my tweet.
You know, we talk about the culture of narcissism right now, but I mean, like, we don't use this term enough, delusions of grandeur.
Thank you so much. And everyone thinks they can do this when, like, yes, I'm doing it, but I actually have fans and I have like like so many of them. But now everyone else is doing it too.
Please. It's crazy. Come on.
Oh my
Go
God.
Off, King.
Yeah. Take the crown off.
Yeah.
And see that it's made of paper.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Right? Yeah.
The paper. It is
true.
It's like a Burger King.
And it's like brutal to say, but it's a Burger King crown.
Yeah. No, it's corporate. It's corporate.
Yes, thank you. It's
flimsy,
not even like a homemade crown.
It's
fast food.
It's
from a corporation.
It's poisoning us.
Uh-huh.
It's poisoning our families. It's supposedly going to create a fun family experience, but instead it's corporate. It's paper.
And it's doing climate change.
It's toxic.
Yeah.
It's killing the
animal. Oh, yeah. It's increasing carbon
footprint.
And the tree.
Footprint.
Forget
oh, yeah.
Forget it.
Definitely. Yeah. And the tree's dead, too.
Yeah.
And the
yeah.
tree is dead.
Hollywood Handbook.
So, where is the whatever the fuck
Ace Hotel
it is.
Theater?
Ace Hotel Theater. So, they're just going to roll people in and they're going to sit down on chairs and they're going to do their podcast for a live audience.
And then another one does it, and then another one.
Right.
And then another one.
And they've all got.
And then another one.
They've all got 6 month exclusivity clauses.
Yes. But just for LA. And I think we are thinking we would do Northern Hemisphere.
Well, you know how
Hemisphere. City
specific podcast performances are. Of
yes.
course, it's of course it has to be in like
right.
LA County that they
I
can't
imagine
do it.
These people are really getting paid a lot. To do an exclusive podcast.
I can only speak to my own experience from last year, and no, they are not.
Oh, yeah.
No, I think we did. I don't remember what we did.
No, it was
That
fine.
Will
was
make
fine.
Scott mad.
That will. No, I'm kidding, of course. What I will say is a lot of people have gone like, hey, you guys should go and be guests on all the shows, and that'll be a thumb in the eye. And I go like, why? They're all getting paid.
Yeah,
like they're
right.
probably getting paid pretty good money. Nobody's going to pay us to be a guest.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
And we have our rival show across the street. So
right.
we're going to be a little busy.
That'll be great. Across the street from the studio or across the street from the Ace?
Across the street from the Ace Hotel.
Okay. Mm-hmm. The pee-pee poo-poo.
Oh, that, yes. The pee-pee poo-poo
well, stinky
the poo-poo fart.
Duty fart stink blast.
Well, I'm in. I mean,
Brett.
Yes.
Here's the thing. When is this PCast blast?
I don't know.
I don't
when
know.
Is it?
When is it?
And I see Kevin lean over into Brett's ear and say,
December 15th.
Brett's asleep. Yeah.
Brett, say December
15th. Sorry. When you say Brett, it's just totally throwing me off. Right.
Has Bang Bang been like guested? Is he have all of his guests?
Oh, that's a good question.
Oh, okay.
Because I am.
You're looking to get on the PCast blast?
I'm not trying to get on it. I'm just like, no, and I won't do it.
You want
to Because
bang,
I'm loyal
bang.
To you guys.
Exclusivity.
I'm just saying, like, no. I mean, you were joking about the exclusive. I don't have to be exclusive, right?
What would I do then if you're not exclusive? How would we do a podcast? If you're not exclusive, how can I possibly?
You're right.
We can say
you
this.
Know what? You're right.
Wait. No, we
you're
can.
Right.
We can
no,
make.
You got
we can
it.
Do
I'm
carve
exclusive.
Outs in it. You can. You want? He can do movies.
Oh yeah. If you want to carve out a specific project, as long as I can see the paperwork on it from the production.
The
company.
The Doughboys can't do movies or television. Right?
No,
they can only do the PCast blast.
Not
going to
be an issue. They didn't even blink at that.
Right.
They were like, good.
No, right. I mean, love got canceled.
Something I can tell my parents. Yeah.
Love got canceled, you know, or love ended its course. I mean, didn't get canceled.
It's good for them because it's like close to the holidays and when they go home for Christmas and it's like, what have you been working on? It's like, actually, we did this big Peacock blast. We're not allowed to be in movies and stuff for a while.
Yeah. And that's about how long Mitch goes back to Quincy for the holidays. It's about 6 months. So he has kind of a built-in exclusivity clause with his travel plans.
Cool.
So let's talk about who else is gonna do this show. Should I say some of the people we've been talking to? I've been hearing that starting his own podcast is potentially Don Shula.
Who is that?
Don Shula, coach of the 72 Miami Dolphins. The only perfect football season ever.
Uh-huh.
He's doing a show called If the Shoe Fits.
If the shoe fits.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, great.
And we are in conversations with some of his people about him potentially doing the pee pee boo boo stinky fart. It's so funny. It's just like, it's good.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Pee pee poo boo stinky fart blast.
Yes.
Is what you're gonna, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Great. Well, it has to be a blast. Yeah. And that maybe Darcy Carden will be his guest.
Who?
Darcy Carden.
Who's Darcy Carden?
She plays. Janet. Oh, so you know her as Janet from the Good Place. Who your dog is named after?
Of course, of course, of course. Yeah. Darcy Carden. Yes, of course. What am I talking about? I know Darcy. Yeah. That sounds great. Okay, that's a great start. So you got us three.
Yeah,
we were. Right. I have been a little bit emailing with Josh Gad about doing a show called On Book now. There is, of course, a show at the PCAST Blast called Off Book where these people create an improvised musical. Pretty fun. But what about On Book where Josh Gad just reads a book?
Mm-hmm.
Great.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, like Gats. And you see that production of Gats? Do you know about this theater production where they did the whole book? It's like 8 hours of The Great Gatsby.
Oh, I thought it was Josh Gad doing Cats.
No, but that should happen too.
Yeah. So they just read The Great Gatsby
because of my very famous
10,000 cats.
Yeah, every
special
1,000 cats that you know
I've seen it 10 times.
Billion cats.
Oh, you have.
Yes.
So it is 10,000 cats for you. Will you stop,
Janet?
She's being bad, Janet. Now
she doesn't like when you talk about cats.
No. She doesn't like that at all.
Dogs only for Janet.
Yeah. Which I mean, 1,000 cats. I'd say that 1,000 cats is almost as huge as the Doughboys.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But are the Doughboys very popular? Are they a very popular podcast?
Unfortunately. Look, yes.
Can we check in on how many Patreon subscribers they have, please? Little Brett.
Yes, coming right up.
Thank you.
And I'll have the calculator out so we can tell you how much money they make.
And how
every
is this
month.
Show? I mean, you guys get, right? You're doing okay?
Well, so here's the thing. Last time we tried to say how much money we make off this show,
we got in trouble.
Kevin deleted it. Because it's in our contract that we're not allowed to say.
There's like a non-disclosure. Or
right.
Something. Yeah.
Right,
because
right,
he wants to keep us from unionizing.
Isn't that illegal?
Brett, where are we at on the Patreon?
Not anymore. Everything. Nothing's illegal anymore. Everything's legal now. Except, you know, being free. Being free to be who you are.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, what
only free speech is illegal, and I'm not even allowed.
How many patrons?
Doughboys has 6,445 patrons.
Minimum $5 each.
Yeah,
per month.
Do the math.
So that's per month.
That's how much they make per month. $32,000 a month the Doughboys get.
But some of them pay more than that. There's a higher tier, Sean.
Wait, you get a certain amount of money off of your patrons?
They're Patreon, yeah. That's how
because
Patreon
they
works.
Pay.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, it's $5 subscription.
Wow, the Doughboys are making $32,000 a month?
Mm-hmm. And they still felt they had to do the
They're splitting $386,000 a
I gotta
year.
Bring
instead
my
of charity.
I gotta start doing a fucking podcast again that's not like an album every episode.
Hell yeah, mm-hmm. dude.
That's how me and Cyrus fucked up. We put too much work on our shoulders. And I'm
huge mistake.
Effort is never rewarded in podcasts.
Sit down and open your mouth.
My mother has been wanting to do a podcast with me.
Great.
She told me yesterday.
That would be popular.
That would be good, right?
That's a new thing.
Start a podcast with my mother?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Don't tell her. But yeah, start a Patreon. Don't tell her about it.
And Janet, too. Janet
oh, sure. wants Janet in. Has I don't know to if you
can hear okay. Janet at home, but she's Janet definitely wants in on
yeah.
the podcast.
They're like, yeah, we can.
Yeah, will you stop? Will you stop? Oh, God.
Okay, that's a no.
I mean, it is like, no, it's absolutely not. Janet, respect showbiz. It pays your for your food. It puts a roof over your head.
Not this particular showbiz, yeah. obviously. Yeah.
32 grand a month off of podcasting. What are
that's
we
That's what
crazy?
The Doughboys are rolling around with.
Yes.
Fuck, man.
So maybe it's worth
and
the
And it's more than that. That was if you multiplied it by five, but there's an $8 tier.
There's an
$8
tier, and they're doing live shows. That's double dipping.
Fuck, man.
They're doing the
yeah,
people.
I know. Like, so I got to start doing a podcast. Right, Brett? What Little are the Brett?
Yes. You have to.
Yeah.
And don't put any effort into it. The
I'll
more
put effort. I mean, every moment for me to be on this fucking planet is a lot of effort, okay? With mm-hmm. this brain, are oh, my God. Not that my life is hard. No, my life is very privileged, but my brain, oh, what a drag.
Just chomping on you, huh?
Oh, it's always chomping on me.
Trying to get out.
Mm-hmm. So we got my first word was not a word. It was a phrase. It was get me the hell out of here. What is this? Anyway,
and again, it's Hollywood. Just
put
like
me back in.
Stuff.
Put me back in. Maybe that's what I'll call the podcast between my mother and I. Put me back in. And then the audience can guess whether it's one of us or the two of us that are mentally ill.
Shula.
I think we know the answer to that.
Carden. Gad.
Anyway, Gad, yes.
Who else? Who are your
book,
people?
On book, you could, on have, book, you could yes. have Gad, and you could hopefully get a Billy Crystal drop-in.
Okay.
So you could have a from comedian's reunion.
Do you have a line there? Is it like you have contacts with Billy?
I mean, you know, I can write a letter that maybe he'd appreciate.
Oh, yeah, sure.
I feel like I'm in a place now where I'm more respected as an artist than I ever have been.
Oh, God,
you know,
yeah.
I'm not a big deal yet, but I definitely am like a high medium deal,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Yeah. We're the artist. And,
yeah.
Yeah.
And Billy's tapped in.
Billy is very tapped in.
He knows all the stuff that's going
very
on.
Very tapped into everything.
I'm seeing him at like the bootleg theater. Mm-hmm. Like he just shows up to stuff in like a blue baseball cap pulled down low because he just likes to know what the
just
scene
to feel
is.
The energy of the young comedians. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I feel like.
Yeah, no, he's at the Dynasty Typewriter.
Oh God, yeah.
Every
constant,
night.
Every night.
Every
calls
night.
Calls it the Hayworth still. So. Still refuses to call it Dynasty Typewriter, mm-hmm. but he's there. Every night.
God,
every night.
Josh and Janet, Billy would be incredible.
Josh and
incredible.
Billy. Jilly. Why didn't they just do a tour just and call Jilly. It Jilly?
Yeah, Jilly Bosch.
Yeah.
That's Sean's dog's name is Bosch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That could have been cool.
That would have been cool. So you get Gad, you get Billy, and you get your dog all in one title.
Oh, no. Jilly great. And Bosch.
Oh, Jilly and Bosch, yes.
That could be so sweet. Mm-hmm. Think of the exclusivity clauses.
Oh, my God. I think you could get your dog to sign at least a 2-year exclusivity clause.
Yeah, I think he's that stupid.
Pee-pee, poo-poo, fart blast.
And there's probably a joke about how he has claws.
Yeah, who else is on the fucking PCAS blast? I mean, I can't believe this.
Their show? It's off book.
Off book. Teacher's Lounge.
Throwing shade at Teacher's Lounge.
Okay, throwing shade, I know. What is Teacher's Lounge?
Teacher's Lounge is a Stitcher Premium exclusive show. This is another way you can make big money. Their show, you subscribe, it's like the Netflix for podcasts, you pay $5 a month and you get access to a bunch of shows like our premium show and the Teacher's Lounge, and Scott and PFT and Lauren Lapkus are doing one called Freedom.
With Stitcher Premium.
Yes, with Stitcher Premium.
And now Stitcher Premium, so that's allowed to coincide with Earwolf?
Or it's yes, like a, and in fact,
it's like
it
a brother
or
sister
to.
Company.
They're best friends, and you could go with your mom to Stitcher Premium, and you could get the money up front if you don't want to deal with the Patreon.
How much do you guys make a living off of this show?
Yes, but we're not even allowed to say that.
Right, we can erase it
here now. Kevin
I'm
is
just
about
fascinating.
To smash through the
podcasting,
glass.
Podcasting is, I mean, why the fuck am I not doing this, Kevin? Let's get it going again.
The barrier to entry is very low.
It's so fun, and then I can like just have a. I just need a simple thing. I mm-hmm. ditch Cyrus is nowhere near it. He doesn't mm-hmm. have time anyway, and fuck him. You know, I don't need him. I don't need anybody.
You'll make more and more podcasts if you start, and then you will start to hate yourself. Repeat yourself and hate it. The toys are nice.
I never repeat myself, and I never hate myself, and I never hate anything that I'm doing.
It's great being a solo act, Brett. It's a real advantage to be like just your own guy. We are unfortunately lashed to each other for eternity.
Yeah.
And so
me and my fake dad over here.
Right.
And so that has.
Are you the more, you're the patriarch of this?
Well, I'm the host. You've been sort of getting that vibe.
Of course.
And Sean.
I'm sort of like a sidekick figure.
Yes.
Right. No, of course.
But even split. And so we will just be costing each other money. Until we die, basically, just to look at each other and see, like, the money being stolen from us, essentially, both of us experiencing this, until we die on the same day,
right?
Could be a good sort of cartoon of two pickpockets each reaching into one another's.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Wonderful.
We're talking to Hayden Christensen about doing the pee-pee poo-poo, poopy fart.
Mm-hmm. Okay, great.
Duty blast.
Yeah.
Shattered Cast. It's just a sort of behind the scenes of the film Shattered Glass. But he in podcast form.
You know, I grew up with that, with Glass.
Mr. What
was his
Glass?
First name? No, with his brother.
Oh.
I was in a sketch group in high school with his brother. I was in Grapes of Wrath with his brother. His brother directed me in this play. In which I don't remember the name of it, but I played a gnome who writes for this guy and is kept in his closet. But, like, you know, it's sort of like a gnome Cyrano. But I think that's what it's called. It was called Gnome Cyrano.
Oh, good name.
Gnomano.
Okay.
Gnomano.
Cyranome, I thought.
Cyranome.
Cyranome.
Like Gnomano.
Cyranomano.
Yes.
Cyranomano. Yeah.
Great.
De Berger gnome.
De Berger. Really? I don't remember the name. So it really was. And I think the original actor who played my character was, what's his name? From Frasier, not Kelsey Grammer, but
David Hyde Pierce.
Yeah, David Hyde Pierce, of course, the great David Hyde Pierce. Wow. So I was very honored.
This is a real play.
It is a real play. But, like, yeah, his brother. I grew up with his brother.
So that's amazing. Wow. I was really hoping you would say that because we don't actually have him. I'm just kind of throwing wishes.
We were just saying things we wanted.
I haven't talked to Mike in quite a while.
Mike Glass.
Yeah, Mike Glass, but I can reach out and see what's happening. Janet?
So you talk to Mike, he gets us Jason. Interesting, they were both born with sort of a flair for the theatrical and one channeled it into the arts and the other into the media, which really is a form of the arts.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, definitely.
Nowadays, well, would nowadays, he even be in trouble for doing
the
best, that?
Well, he'd nowadays, the media is the
Nobel Prize.
Mm-hmm.
The media's, you know, hey, if you could remove the terror and rage associated with your own feelings when you watch it, the news would be the best television show on television.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Right?
And
I think so.
I've been working on a sort of a thought experiment of comparing our current political situation to a reality show.
That's so innovative and I'll original. Figure
out, I'm figuring it out. Yeah. I'm figuring out exactly what it is.
No, no,
I do see some similarities.
Yeah. I think you're going on a little bit of a limb there, but
again, I am going to make sure it's fully baked before I introduce it to a wider audience.
Just make sure, see how many people agree with that or not.
Yes, I'm testing it.
I'm sure you'll get a fair amount.
This news now, that's
all I'm asking.
This news now to a reality show?
Yeah, today.
Huh. Now, are you saying it would be the best television show on television all time or just right now?
Because that's
right
a good
now.
That's
right
a,
now
that's
because
a good place.
Well, yes. Well, we know number one's Good Place because we read the TV Guide ratings.
TV Guide did a top 100.
They did
list.
Top 100. And the news right was actually not
this,
on.
This before camping, by the way, I want to say, Brett. So that was not eligible
Thank you. Right. Okay.
But
what about my other show? What about Stranger Things? Where was that?
Stranger Things was
on
way
there.
Up
on there.
Yeah.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
Brett, what was Stranger Things on the TV Guide top 100 list? TV Guide, top 100 shows right now.
Mm-hmm.
Stranger Things.
Pull it up.
Stranger Things, TV Guide, top 100.
Oh, no. There's no way he finds it.
Oh, God.
Oh, and we have to just wait.
We could Google it, too. And Fleabag. What about Fleabag?
Fleabag was up there.
It was.
And so was her other show.
Killing Eve.
Yes.
Right, of course.
Killing Eve, Brett, was number five.
Yeah,
Killing
it was, Eve was that number was top five.
It was very good.
I have a hundred.
It might have been number four.
Phoebe's, you know, Phoebe's the shit.
Yeah.
The Duffer Brothers are the shit.
Mm-hmm. Do we get...
Should I go through the whole list? All 100?
The whole 100?
The whole 100?
Control F, Stranger Things.
Okay, well, what's number one?
The Good Place.
Good Place.
The Good Place.
What's number two?
Atlanta.
Atlanta, okay. Yeah.
Okay. What's number three?
Better Call Saul. Again, I can just go.
Is that the news? Number four is Game of Thrones.
Better Call Saul, really?
If we're going to just go one at a time, I could just
do it. Is Better Call Saul massively watched? It is.
Oh, gosh. I don't really know that much about their numbers.
I mean,
but I like it's the a, show.
Yeah. I mean, of course.
Hey, there it is. I mean, Stranger Things.
It's amazing.
It got its own key art, so what? That means it's really high. Seven, Brett.
Seven. Hey, okay. What about Fleabag?
I'd rather you didn't just read off the screen. I'd like to present it.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. It's truly
that's
not
why
up
this
to you.
Glass is here.
Little Brett's
no,
getting feisty.
I don't
feisty.
Think he can be called Little Brett anymore. That was mm-hmm. very big. That
it's
was
valid,
very,
right?
Very
my feelings
big.
Are valid.
But to me, it feels like Hayes has his hand on Little Brett's forehead.
He's swinging.
And he's swinging at nothing. Just can't quite reach Hayes' torso.
He's punching himself in the freaking nards.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Oh, jeez.
So where was Stranger Things?
Seven.
So high.
Damn, seven.
Okay,
dude.
Wait, what's five and six?
Five is Killing Eve.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Six is Game of Thrones.
Wait,
six
what was
is
four?
Game of Thrones.
Five is Killing Eve.
What was
four?
Four
is
four.
One Day at a Time.
One Day at a Time.
Netflix. Mm-hmm. So
I got to watch that too. I mean, I heard that's good.
I haven't Everyone watched it. I did audition good. For it. I auditioned for Norman Lear.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
Was it amazing?
It was cool.
I met him once at somewhere.
Oh, wow.
And, I mean, you know, something else, right?
Legend.
Yeah, a legend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do we get him?
You could get Norman Lear easily.
King, yeah,
King Lear.
Especially when he hears the title of the show, Pee Pee Poo Poo.
Oh,
fart.
Oh,
blessed. Yeah.
Say no more.
That's his wheelhouse.
He's in. So he's locked and he's exclusive.
Maybe
he's not allowed
to
be one day at a time.
Maybe you lie to him. You're like, Pee Pee Poo Poo Fart Blast Race Show.
Mm. That could be a nice little carrot to dangle.
Yeah. He'll be into that if you do that. Okay, cool. Fleabag. And they made this before camping, obviously. Okay.
Yes. Not eligible.
A pre-camping list.
What about Love? Is Love too after it? They didn't consider Love. It's everything that's currently on TV before.
Love not on the list.
And they said explicitly that it was eligible. Just Mitch, if you're listening, they said that it was okay to go on the list, but it didn't make it. It was number 600.
And then they went
I'm
through
on,
the
I'm
reason.
I'm on that show too, though. I'm
but
on
they,
that show.
But well, they
well,
went
I
through.
I mean, they said it was because of Mitch.
They went through like, a list of people that it, whose fault it wasn't. They didn't say it was Mitch's fault. They said, "Dear Mitch, it was eligible. We want you to know that." And it could have easily been on. And the reason it wasn't on was not Brett Gelman, Claudio Doherty, Paul Rust.
Gillian.
I always almost say Jillian.
Right.
Gillian.
Everybody does.
And I want to be the guy who doesn't do that.
Well, you didn't.
Yeah.
And then they said your you name didn't. Too for years.
It wasn't the Clem Dog's fault
mm-hmm.
because I did pop up.
Yeah. Clem Dog. Okay, now I get it. And now I feel less bad about Big Brett.
Big Brett.
If you call yourself Clem Dog, I can be Big Brett.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Brett, I'm sure you're fine with Little Brett if he calls himself Clem Dog, or no.
I don't love Little Brett. This
about,
is the first. I'm still processing.
How about
that.
Smart Brett?
Sure.
How
as long as that's sincere.
Yeah. You can be Smart Brett. And Brett Gelman is Brett the genius.
Brett the evil genius. Okay, so this sounds great. Everything that you're talking about.
This festival's
good.
We
have a whole show.
It's a real,
sure.
It's a recipe for success.
How much are tickets?
Okay. How much are tickets?
Yeah.
I don't know. $400.
$400. Hayes, you writing that down?
$400, yes.
Per ticket.
I typed in my calculator.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Brett has to go.
Of course.
I don't have to go yet.
Oh, good.
I have.
Well, what do you want
to
do?
You do have to go.
What do you want to talk about?
It's very typical for Kevin to lie to me about these things.
No, I do have to go.
What's going on, Brett?
Doing a big movie.
I don't want to go. What am I doing? Oh, well, a movie is coming out on on VOD.
I'll watch that.
It's called Room for Rent.
Okay.
It's directed by Matt Atkinson, written directed by Matt Atkinson.
Any relation to the, well, who do I know that's Atkinson? I'm thinking of the Atkins diet, maybe. Any relation to the diet?
Well, it's Atkinson. So I got to ask. Let me ask him. I'll ask him if... And some old friends of ours in there. Well, I mean,
tell him, do me a favor. Tell him, lose the sin. It's cleaner.
Right. No, I
just
should.
Just the end.
And then
I guess.
people love that diet. So they'll
love
him.
Oh my God, people are going crazy with this Atkins diet.
Yeah, they're really going crazy.
People talk about right now.
I mean, Janet's essentially on an Atkins diet right now with these treats.
It's making her a little cranky.
Yeah. And then it's got Mark Little and Mark McKinney.
Whoa.
Stephanie Weir.
Oh. Whoa.
And Carla Gallo.
Whoa.
You might know from a lot, Sure. She's a great cast.
And Brett the Genius. Yeah.
Room for Rent.
Yeah, and I'm...
Mysterious Border. It's the first,
I have top billing in it.
Okay.
Even though I'm not really like the lead. I'm like the second lead.
Oh,
Mark's really the lead.
But... They took a look at the IMDb Pro Star Meter.
And my lawyer did some fucking good fancy work. He shoved that star meter right in their fucking faces like he should. Oh, love it. And then I'm on Camping.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Which is on HBO right now.
It's coming out this coming week. Thank you, Kevin.
Well,
great. Well, the third episode.
It's out already.
Yeah. No, I'm talking about this episode of our
this
show.
This episode, I see.
I know exactly. Right. So people watch the third episode.
I just shot the second episode, second season of Fleabag.
Oh my God.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Cool.
I got a lot of
in jolly old England.
I got a lot of shit going on. I'm going to start doing a podcast here with my mother.
You have to.
I'm going to have my mother... I mean, Scott's a piece of shit. Let's just say it. He's just a fucking piece of shit.
Hey, that's not what I'm saying.
He's like this mogul. And it's like, you're not a fucking mogul, dude, okay? It's just, you're a comedian amongst comedians. The worst thing that happens in this scene is when comedians feel the need to make themselves more important than their peers.
Mm-hmm.
And this is constantly what is happening.
That's the worst
thing. The reason I got into this business is to get away from bosses. But Scott wants to be my boss.
Be a fucking boss. Mm-hmm. And so we don't have true collaboration and we don't have true harmony and we have a lot of bad feelings. And it's like, look, we're all comedic. We all... have a lot of bad feelings.
Sure.
Otherwise we wouldn't be funny, I guess.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And you would just think that somebody would really empathize with that, especially when they themselves possess those qualities.
They're probably struggling with some stuff, yeah. Hayes talks all the time about dominance hierarchies and how they're sort of inherent to our nature.
Who Scott is?
Yeah, he's a fucking sociopath.
Yeah. Bye.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.